Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 9, the stanzas 1 and 3. O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, I will make my prayer to thee. And what follows, Psalter 9, the stanzas 1 and 3. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 4, the verses 12 through 25. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 4, beginning with the 12th verse. And now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, a Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, a light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, a-casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Gunderson, who lost a stepdaughter in this past week in Lethbridge at the age of 66 years, and Mrs. Marika van Harten, who needs surgery this week, and Laura Vanderhart and Jimmy Vandenberg, who hope to commemorate their birthday this week, and Mr. and Mrs. John and Jenny Bazoya, who may commemorate their 57th wedding anniversary today. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy merciful providence and in thy goodness that thou wast granted that the doors of thy house may be opened on this Lord's day, and that a part of the congregation may enter through those doors. Then thou grantest many reasons to humbly acknowledge thee for all the blessings and all the privileges which thou granteth unto us and our children. Then thou hast graciously watched over the whole congregation in the week gone by. Thou hast not taken one away by the cold hand of death, our Lord. May it then be all thy goodness that may lead us and our children to that true repentance to receive by the work of thy Holy Spirit that godly sorrow to be given to seek after thee. Then in the realm of nature, then thou showest so clearly that thou hast everything in thy hands. And where thou wast called to descend upon this earth, and then there is none that can stay thy hand or say unto thee, What doest thou? Ah, Lord, may the thoughts have multiplied also in this morning hour. May there have yet been a people that have confessed before thee that their heart is even colder than it is outside. Oh, that it seems so impressionless, but yet with a prayer. Ah, that there have been yet beggars that have begged of thee, that thou mayst send a divine ray of thy eternal love into their hearts. May there have been a people that have lamented the coldness of their hearts under all thy blessings and under all thy callings, and ought only to lament the coldness of their heart. When we look outside, then the ground may be white, but thou hast a people upon the earth that was sorrow, Lord, they have to confess that many times it is only words, but there are times that they may experience cold, but also black. And yet a prayer unto thee, the living God, then thou hast proclaimed in thy word, and also in this morning hour, when we may come up to thy house, come now. In this morning hour, in this moment, come now, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Lord, to that purpose, the earth may still stand. To that earth, to that end, the sun may yet arise in this morning, and thou hast promised in thy word that as long as the sun and the moon endure, that they shall fear thee from generation to generation, O Lord. Then we humbly beg of thee that thou may be mindful of us, that thou may dwell richly amongst us, that thou may go from bench to bench, and from home to home, and from heart to heart, that in this very hour, in these serious and solemn times, that is evident, when the whole congregation is not gathered together, may that be our burden, may that be our sin, may that be our guilt. And wilt thou grant a turning? The prophet of old, he has declared that the Lord in the heavens, that he is waiting to be gracious. Lord, use then the solemn callings. Leave us not cold and untouched, but that it may be heard, that these callings may be used, that sons and daughters, among young and old, that they may be born in Zion. Lord, may it please thee to bless thy word, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee. That thy kingdom may come, that thy name may be glorified. Lord, thou knowest how deep we have fallen, and that there is none that shall ever seek thee of their own. But now thou art seeking thy church. Do it then in this morning, and where thou hast begun. That is a people that has received that godly sorrow, and that is given to lament. That heart of flesh that is given to lament, that heart is still so stony. They know those times when the heart was given to melt, become so humble and so small with those living desires after thee and thy righteousness. Lord, stir up thy people, and may they be given to more storm the throne of grace, and wilt thou grant more light. Thou hast a people that has to confess that they are so ignorant in heavenly ways. But when thou causest the light to shine, then they may see, and then they must see. And thy dear Son, he is called the light of the world. Lord, in the latter days of the earth, wilt thou be mindful of us and our children in a special way. Wilt thou bless thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, and this very day with all those who may labor therein. Then thou wast granted in the past week that we could have our male members meeting, that we could meet together in unity and peace. And then thou wast granted that there were those that were chosen to their respective offices and to respective possessions, O Lord, then we may acknowledge thee that thou wast given willing hearts, but, O Lord, who was able unto these things? And to that end, wilt thou grant help from the sanctuary and strength out of Zion, grant a place at thy footstool, where they may tell thee how insufficient they are of themselves, but may their eyes be upon thee, and may all the labors be blessed, because thou hast said in thy word that without thy blessing they cannot avail. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. A Lord, then an old widow has received the tidings that a stepdaughter has went away of all flesh. For her it has become eternity, so the tree falleth, so it must forever lie. Wilt thou remember and uphold her in her old age, and at the calling, that it may be sanctified? Lord, remember all the sick and all the afflicted, and then we commend her unto thee, who in the past months has undergone treatments, and where the physicians have indicated that they have been blessed, and now in this week she is called to undergo surgery. Lord, wilt thou go with her, and may the means be blessed and the calling sanctified. Remember all under the physician's care. Remember those that are weak, those that are frail, family members. It is all perfectly known unto thee. Then we commend unto thee all the mourning ones in our midst. Lord, there are so many amongst us, and where those places remain empty, continue to uphold them. Wilt thou spare from rebellion, the rebellion of the heart, to reform, to utter it with our mouth, and above all, out of this morning, that another morning may be born, and that is a morning over our sins, and a morning after thee, the living God. Lord, remember all our elderly ones in their homes in the Bethesda, with those that may lovingly care for them. The infirmities increase above all things. Do save their never dying souls. Then thou grantest in this day that an old father and mother, that they may remember and commemorate that thou wast kept, that thou wast spared for 57 years in the bond of holy matrimony. And then also her father has that dreaded disease, but thou wast so wonderfully watched over him. Grant then a day of true humility and prayer unto thee, the living God. Do grant that one thing needful, Lord. Remember the many crosses, the burdens. Remember prodigal sons, prodigal daughters. Provide for our daily bread. Wilt thou remember man and beast in the cold weather? Then thou grantest many blessings. And then we and our children, in the midst of winter, then we may still have a warm home. We may still have a warm church. And, Lord, then we read in thy word that there was the feast of the dedication, and that thou wast walked in the midst of the porch of Solomon in winter time. Well, thou also walk in our midst, Lord. We humbly ask thee for thy Holy Spirit, in speaking and in listening, thou knowest most perfectly how dependent we are upon thee for everything. Wilt thou then open thy precious word and open our hearts, O wonder-doing God. Do then wonders in this morning hour, and that the outgoing of this service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 240, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. O Lord, thou hast brought me down to darkness. Neath thy wrath I am oppressed. All the billows of affliction overwhelm my soul distressed. And what follows, Psalter 240, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 4, the verses 12 through 16. And now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, a light is sprung up. Our text words speak of Christ leaving Nazareth, coming to Capernaum in Galilee with three thoughts. In the first place, the privileged place which Christ left. In the second place, the dark place where Christ went. And in the third place, the glorious light which Christ brought. Beloved congregation, we have seen 3 weeks ago that the Lord Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, the great prophet, that he has left Nazareth. Then we must say poor and unhappy Nazareth, because boys and girls, when the Lord departs from a place that is such a great judgment, Nazareth was a privileged place. The Lord Jesus Christ, he has dwelt amongst them for 30 years. And now Christ would depart. It is true. It is implied in the scriptures that Christ is still returned to Nazareth. When we read Luke 4 in verse 16, where Christ went up to the synagogue, as was his custom, and then they have said unto Jesus, they have asked him to do the wonders that they have heard that he has done in Capernaum. Thus then it is implied that the Lord Jesus Christ, after he departed Nazareth the first time, that he has still returned. Does that ever become a wonder unto us? That the Lord may return unto us each Lord's day anew. Ah, when the Lord still grants a little impression, when our conscience still speaks, is that the Lord not returning unto us and our children? But then in Luke 4, then we read that Christ has opened the scriptures, to declare unto Nazareth, to verify that he was indeed the anointed prophet, the promised Messiah, because he has opened the scriptures at Isaiah 61, and then he has declared, the Spirit is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted ones, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison doors to them that are bound. Oh, are there such souls in my midst, those brokenhearted ones, those that are so bound because of their sin and so much trouble with the devil. Do you know what the trouble was with Nazareth? There were not so many. We are not saying the Lord knows all things, but in general Nazareth, there were not those meek ones. There were not those broken-hearted ones. There were not those that were bound, those that could not deliver themselves. And that message did not have such a meaning for that people congregation. How is it with us? When we may come up to God's house, when we may be under the means of grace, oh, what precious things the Lord declares unto us and our children in his holy word. How that fallen daughters, sons and daughters of Adam, that have fallen in their covenant head, that have ruined everything, that there is a way to be saved through that precious mediator. Oh, then we must admit, boys and girls, poor Nazareth, unhappy Nazareth, because we can never find the true happiness out without the Lord. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, at the end of his ministry, do we even read that he has wept over Jerusalem? And now our second thought was the dark place where Christ went. And you can remember, boys and girls, the two tribes, Zebulun and Naphtali, they were to the north of the country, bordered on northern nations that were heathen. And there was also much mixture in their religion. They were despised. Even Nathanael, he has even come from Galilee, and he has said, can any good thing come from Nazareth? That people that has dwelt at a great distance from Jerusalem and from the temple, that was the place that had been allotted to them, but that was a great danger to dwell so far from the temple. Do you hear it, young people? The great danger we can be tempted because of our occupation and different reasons to dwell further from God's house can be good intentions. But we see the great danger with Zebulun and Naphtali. They were the first tribes to be carried away into captivity. And now the prophet Isaiah, it is declared in our text that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, a Galilee of the Gentiles. And now in our text words, that promise may be fulfilled. That is an encouragement for a church, that all the promises of God, we read thereof in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, that they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And now that land of the Galilee of the Gentile, that is described so, the people which sat in darkness, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death. And what are we now to understand by darkness? That is now a picture of natural man. Then darkness, that refers to ignorance. Oh, by nature, congregation, then we are so ignorant concerning heavenly matters, then we are seeking it all here below, then darkness, that is a picture of air. Let us be honest, congregation. Do we not live here on this earth as if this is our continuing city, or in this past week? How often have we thought of our death and of eternity? How much, boys and girls, young and old, have we been busy with it? We are called to do our daily work, but we are all traveling to eternity. Oh, our fallen Adam, that indeed has been very deep. Thus darkness by nature, ignorance, error, unbelief, and delusion. But now the Lord has a people upon the earth that is troubled with that darkness. Ah, they learn that of self they are nothing but darkness, even pitch black darkness. Ah, for that people becomes a wonder when a little light may arise. And now darkness in Scripture, we have sung together from Psalter 240 of one that is also spoken of that darkness, to dwell in darkness with a desire for the light to arise. And now in the life of the church in Scripture, then darkness refers to many things. Oh, in the first place, let us mention that awful sin of unbelief. It is necessary that that becomes our guilt. And now the Lord has a people that learn. John 15, verse 5, without me ye can do nothing. Ah, they learn that of self, that they can bring forth nothing but that awful unbelief. Oh, darkness, that points to discouragement, that points to despair. Oh, it refers to helplessness and even to hopelessness. Thus, concerning that darkness, oh, when the Spirit works, then he uncovers that darkness, and that people, they become so troubled therewith. And then they learn that there is darkness in the way of grace and darkness in the way of providence. And now concerning in the way of grace, then what a darkness there is concerning justification. Young people, you know what that means. That means to be acquitted of our guilt and to receive a right to eternal life. Ah, the Lord has a people where the light has begun to arise in beginning, that they are given to see who the Lord is, who they are, and because of their sin, that separation has come, and that separation remains. But then, soul, then it is not so difficult. Is it not written in the Scripture that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin? Then for the church, they learn they can receive nothing from heaven except it be given. Then they hope to be saved by their works. Even when we are brought up in the church and when we have listened well in catechism class, have always learned our questions, we must do that. And fathers and mothers, you also have the duty concerning catechism classes to ask your children whether they are diligent. Oh, we can know it with our mind. But when the Lord works, what a darkness there can be. Then it can be, as it were, that they grope in darkness. Then they are given to beg the Lord whether there is a way, whether such a people may be saved. Justification, sanctification. What a darkness there can be, because they hope to become holier and holier, and they learn that they are only black Ezekiel 8, dig deeper, son of man, and thou shalt find greater abomination. Are there a few souls that walk in darkness, that know not how to be saved, and that are given to beg the Lord? Have there come a few beggars under the means of grace in this morning hour, that you have begged for a little light, that there may be a way that such a black sinner as I am may be saved? Oh, a people that sat in darkness, but also in the way of providence, because oftentimes it pleases the Lord to lead his people in such mysterious ways. Think of the children of Israel. Ah, they could tell of the Passover, of that blood, that the angel of death has bypassed them. They could tell how they were led out with an outstretched arm, and then they have come to the Red Sea. What unfathomable ways. And then we read further that the Lord has led them in a roundabout way. Oh, read the scriptures. What mysterious and what unfathomable ways does a people that sat in darkness, but we further read not only in darkness, but we also read in our text, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death. Thus, they were sitting in the way of death. We also read in the scripture of a people that is walking in darkness. But then there is still progress, a bud of that Galilee to them which sat in the region and shadow of death. Thus, that is even more to say, to make it simple for our boys and girls. Let's say you were walking through a forest with father and mother. Many nice things to see. We may do lawful things, not go to places of vanity with our families. And then if you got lost, that is an awful thing. And then it became dark. And as long as father and mother were still walking, then you would still have courage that soon you would come out of that forest. Undoubtedly, you would ask father and mother, is it yet a long way? Then they undoubtedly would try to give you a little courage. But if there now came a time that father and mother, that they sat down with their children, then what would that tell you? Then you would be afraid that father and mother were hopelessly lost and that they did not know the way. As long as they were still walking, then you still had a little hope that soon you would come out of the forest. But now we speak of a people that have sat. Thus, when we hear of a people that is given to sit in darkness, that implies much fear, that implies much discouragement, helpless and hopeless. Thus, that is the condition we read in our text of that people that have sat in darkness. Oh, it can also be when we read of sitting in darkness that it can refer to natural man, that they are content in that darkness, cannot do anything anyway. That's true. But we are called to use the means, content with our lost condition, and that we can say so easy, I am unconverted, with the least impression what it is to be unconverted. Thus, the condition of that people in Galilee. to sit in darkness, not to know the way, to be discouraged. But then in our text, then we also read a further words, which said, in the region and shadow of death. Does not only speak of darkness, but it speaks of the shadow of death, and it is true, that term in the Bible, the book of Job, then it refers to death. But what is now a shadow? That points to something, but it is not the matter to make it clear. And boys and girls, then by renewal, let's say you are walking with father and mother in the realm of nature, and then ahead of you on the road, then you see the shadow of a big bear that is standing on his hind feet. Then you would be very afraid, and then immediately your father and mother with you, you would go back. But now to think of that shadow, that is not the bear. If you would go on the pathway and you would feel that shadow, then you would not feel a head, ears, you would not feel the fur of that bear. Thus the shadow is not the bear, but the shadow does tell us that a bear is very present, not so far away. And now we also read in our text that people in Galilee that have sat in darkness, so we also read in Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2, that they have also sat in the shadow of death. Thus that means that people were filled with many fears, that death was close by. And now also in our life, then we could speak of many shadows. This true, does not death itself, but that it points to death. When we are sick, when the doctor tells us we have that dreaded disease, when we become older, many infirmities, it is all the shadow of death. When we may see a person in the coffin, is that not as the shadow of death? Then we are still in the land of the living, but we may walk in that shadow. When the Lord sends special callings amongst us, when he sends the angel of death, is it not as it were? We are still alive, but that we walk in the shadow of death. Thus that is how that people in Galilee are described. Walking in darkness, sitting in darkness, they sat in the shadow of death. Many fears, many trials, and many troubles. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, in his great mercy, he has went to Galilee, it is true. Nazareth is also in Galilee, but we have heard that was a place which he has left. And then he went a little north, and then he has dwelt in the city of Capernaum. He has called it his own city. Oh, blessed and privileged Capernaum, a city that is dwelt in darkness. That is our picture all by nature. And when the Lord begins to work, then they learn that it is so. Then how troubled they become with that darkness. Oh, blessed and privileged Capernaum. Oh, in Capernaum, there was much work for Jesus to do. There were many needs. Is there also work for amongst us for the Lord to do? Oh, I hope, boys and girls, that you tell the Lord many times that you need a new heart, and that we may be as Capernaum, because what a wondrous, we have heard it at the end of this chapter, what a wondrous that the Lord has done. And in Capernaum, there were many needs. What a wonders that the Lord Jesus Christ has done. There was a woman, and concerning many of that people, it is not all declared when the Lord has begun to work. But then we think of that woman with the issue of blood. Then we read, when she has heard of Jesus, she was already busy 12 years with her sickness, and that she has sought out many doctors. Are there also such souls in my midst? Then we read of lepers that were so leprous that had to cry out, unclean, unclean. Then we read of a paralyzed man that could not walk and that could not run. Oh, how we can be paralyzed concerning the word and the law of God. Then in Luke 13, then we read of a woman for 18 years that she was so bowed down, and that she was bound by the devil, and that in no wise the Lord, that she could raise herself up. Oh, we read of those who were possessed with devils. We read of that man that was born blind. Thus, a great need in Capernaum. And how is it now with that need amongst us and our children? Have there come up a few souls with a great need, with a true need, troubled with that darkness, oh, as it were, living in the shadow of death, that death follows you, and that you have to say, oh, Lord, my sins, they weigh so heavy upon me. Oh, they need to be pardoned. Capernaum, what a blessed, what a privileged place. And may we not compare ourselves to Capernaum. How long already the word of God has been brought. What a wonders the Lord has done in so many ways. What a solemn callings. Ah, can the Lord not say unto us, what more could have I done to my vineyard that I have done unto it? And now the privilege. Then we read in our text, all we have said, poor, unhappy Nazareth, but blessed Capernaum, because Christ has come with a special blessing. That is our third thought, but let us first sing. A Psalter 334, the four stanzas. Thy word sheds light upon my path, a shining light it guides my feet, thy righteous judgments to observe. My solemn vow I now repeat, and what follows, 334, the four stanzas. Christ leaving Nazareth, coming to Capernaum in Galilee. The privileged place which Christ left. The dark place where Christ went. And now the glorious light which Christ brought. And now concerning a people that has learned much of that darkness. Then the prophet Isaiah always further described that people, who they are. And then we may examine ourselves. We have said by nature we are living in pitch black darkness. And when the light begins to shine, then we become troubled with that darkness. And now the prophet Isaiah has said in Psalm 50 verse 4, who is among you that feareth the Lord? Who are they in this morning? Our boys and girls, young people, who is among you that feareth the Lord? That have learned who the Lord is self, a living desires, a love for that living God. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? And then further described, that obeyeth the voice of his servants. It is written in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. And then that people that walketh in darkness and hath no light. Oh, are there souls that say, that is now my picture, hearts, where the Lord has shed abroad his love, a desire, if it was possible, never to grieve the Lord no more, but that walketh in darkness and hath no light. Then the prophet has said, ought to wait, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. The Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Oh, in that same chapter, the prophet has spoken of a people that have lit their own fires. Because they read in verse 11, behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourself about with sparks. Ah, that people, they can have so many fears. Whether they cannot deny what the Lord has done, but whether the Lord has truly begun, or whether they have begun with the Lord, that compass yourselves about with sparks and walk in the light of our fire. People that shall have no value, shall all be distinguished at the day of death, and in the sparks that ye have kindled, there shall ye have my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. But now Christ, he has come to Capernaum on the seashore of the Sea of Galilee, approximately 2 miles to the west of where the Jordan enters that lake in the north side. And then it was fulfilled, oh, what that Simeon has said, when he has held that Christ child. Then he has said, a light to lighten the Gentiles. And that old Zacharias, when his mouth was opened with the circumcising of John, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Then that promise is fulfilled in a special way for the city of Capernaum, thus light. We read in Genesis 1 that the earth was void, that there was darkness. And then in verse 3, then the Lord has said, let there be light, and there was light. When the Lord begins that good work, then he imparts that light, and that is his continual work that points especially to his prophetical office, where he teaches his people by word and by Spirit, and now concerning that light, then the darkness must disappear. Boys and girls can understand it. In the morning, when the sun arises, then the darkness must disappear. Also, it is also in the way of grace. So it would also be for many people that lived in that city of Capernaum, around the Sea of Galilee, and in the surrounding areas. Oh, it is fulfilled in our text what the prophet Malachi has prophesied in Malachi 4, verse 2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Oh, that has taken place when Christ has come to Capernaum in the region of Galilee. Then Christ, is he not called in John 8, verse 12, that he is the light of the world? Then by his Spirit, then the light may arise in the darkness. That is the wonderful work of grace. Then we are given to see things, people, that we have never seen before. And all becomes so different. Has that now taken place in our life? That the light has begun to arise. The Lord is free. The one he works slower than another. We even read in our text that light has sprung up. Then we read in the scriptures of many powerful, of a quick work of the Lord. There was that Levi sitting at the receipt of customs, many times looking at his piles of money because he loved to be rich. But then the light has risen. Christ has simply said, "Follow me." And Levi left and he followed him. Then he was given to see everything in a different light, to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Oh, when the light may arise, then it gives light, then it gives warmth, then it gives life. In him is found everything. And now when the light arises, congregation, what do we then see? When the Lord begins, and that light begins to arise in the darkness, what are we all given to see? Souls, tell me, where the Lord has begun, what are we then given to see? Then we see everything in such a different light. Then God becomes real. Then we are given to behold something, a little. Because God is great and we understand him not. But then we are given to see what a great, what a glorious, what a majestic, what a good doing, what a righteous, and what a holy God that dwelleth in the heavens, and that he sees everything that we do, that he looks in the inner recesses of our heart. And when that light may arise, then the Lord also sheds that love abroad for that God. Then we love all his attributes. Then such a soul does not desire a different God as he has revealed himself in his word. But then the light also shines in their heart. And then they are given to see their blackness, their sins, their vileness. Then they are given to see something, feel, experience something of the wrath of God over all their sins. Congregation, then it all becomes so different. Then they are given to see this world in a different light. They are given to see how good the Lord is. Because concerning that light in the life of the Lord's, in the life of God's people, then the light is given to shine on the past, on the present, and on the future. and that already takes place in beginning. Then they are led back. Light shone on their life, what they have done. Special callings, serious admonitions, speaking conscience, and they are given to see that they have said, Lord, not interested. First want to have some time upon this earth to seek it and the things of the world. Oh, then light is given to shine upon the present, that they are a lost, condemnable sinner under the curse and wrath of God. Then they are given to see that they are traveling to eternity. Oh, then light is given to shine on the future. Then they have deep and solemn impressions of eternity. Oh, they are given to see that there is a people that is given to walk in that glorious light. Oh, it is true. Then they can hear God's people complain about that darkness and about their cold heart, colder than outside. It's the experience of the child of God. But then in the beginning, that people, they have respect for those pilgrims. But they do not dare to speak against it, but they think that cannot be. Because they see that people, oh, then light is given to shine upon who truly are happy and who are not happy. Then the light is sprung up. Then the light is given to rise in the darkness. And now we have said in John 8, verse 12, Christ is called the light of the world. And now, not only in beginning, but a child of God, continually, they need that light to shine upon the scriptures, upon the things of the Lord, upon the Lord's leadings. In Psalm 36, verse 9, then I read, in thy light they shall see light. Can be souls in our midst that can have so many questions concerning the ways of the Lord. Even a question where they are exactly encamped. It is a blessing when in the scripture they may find their encampment. But many times it pleases the Lord to also let the light shine upon what they have experienced. There can be so many puzzles and so many riddles, and that the soul has to say with Rebecca, why am I thus? But then when the Lord causes the light to shine on the past, then they may be given to see the special leadings of the Lord, His goodness, His kindness, His wisdom, but also light concerning the present, because that people can be led out in such roundabout ways. Then they can have so many questions and so many riddles. Oh, when that light may shine on the present, but also light concerning the future, that the Lord shall never forsake the work of His own hands. Oh, concerning what the Lord has laid away for His children, those that fear and love Him. But now concerning the light of the world, oh, then the Lord Jesus Christ, He works by word and by spirit. And now it is the work of the Spirit to make room in the heart of His people for that precious mediator whose name is Jesus, who has come to save His people from their sins and congregation. When the light of the gospel may speak, then the law has to be silent. Oh, and that precious light may shine upon the manger of Bethlehem, when they may be given to behold the Savior, as the shepherds have done unto you as born this day, Christ the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, when they may be given to see him in the way of his suffering. Oh, when light may shine upon the cross of Calvary, when they may be given to see that precious mediator hanging between the heavens and the earth, when light may fall upon that precious mediatorial work where he has cried out, it is finished. Oh, for the people of God, then light must shine upon his names, upon his natures, upon his offices, upon his states, and upon his benefits. And now we read in our text, for that people that have sat in darkness, oh, our text, as it were, declares, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Oh, that light that points to the Savior who has come upon this earth to save his church and to glorify his Father, the light in the way of grace and in the way of providence. Think of, boys and girls, of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Oh, then that people only had to follow. And I read in Matthew 16, verse 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And now concerning that light, this come to Capernaum. What a wonders that the Lord has done to confirm that doctrine. How many souls have been saved? How many have received the pardoning of their sin? But there have been many that rejected him. And now concerning the light of the world, how is it now possible that sinners can be saved? Because the Lord is just. It is necessary for the people of God to be led deeper into that mystery. And that mystery is declared because the Lord can never step off the throne of his justice, climb on his mercy seat. No, all the attributes of God must be glorified. Then the light of the world, no original sin, no actual sin. See him then on the cross of Calvary. There he is hung with his pierced hands and his pierced feet. And the light of the world, he has hung 3 hours in pitch black darkness. There the mystery is declared. The light of the world, he has taken all the darkness, the sins of his church upon him. He was the willing servant of the Father. He was willing to hang in that darkness. For 3 hours he has cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He has merited light and eternal life for his children, a people that sat in darkness in the shadow of death. As light sprung up, privileged Capernaum, blessed Capernaum, where the light was brought. But Capernaum has also become more responsible, because I read in Luke 12, verse 48, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. Capernaum was greatly blessed. And what solemn words Christ has spoken concerning those privileged cities in Matthew 11. Then we read, "And thou Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained this day." Congregation, do we oftentimes think of Capernaum? Are we sometimes troubled with Capernaum? That we may confess before the Lord, that we say, "Lord, we as a congregation, as family circles and personal, then we resemble that Capernaum. Such a privileged people. The light of the gospel has been proclaimed so oftentimes. Many wonders performed. Lord has spoken and is speaking in solemn ways. And, oh Lord, now this Capernaum still dwelleth in darkness, and not even so troubled, maybe not troubled at all, that we are not concerned about our soul. Oh, young and old, we have heard it that Capernaum shall be cast down to hell. Today there are just ruins. If we do not come to a knowledge of that saving light of the gospel, here we have said our natural state is one of darkness. Nevertheless, in the common goodness of the Lord, then the Lord still grants many precious things. But if that light never shines here in the time, and boys and girls, then where shall we be sent? That is to a place in the scripture that is called eternal darkness. And to that end, may the prayers be multiplied, that that light may shine brightly, that in the prophetical office of Christ we may be taught, and then we desire him as king, and then we need him as priest, that we may be pardoned of all of our sins, and then it shall become our concern and our prayer concerning Capernaum, what those two travelers of Emmaus, what they have said to Jesus in Luke 24, verse 29. Then they have said, but they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of thy wonderful works. For a people that have sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, then that wonderful light has come, was proclaimed, and it was applied. Many were healed, and many were saved. It was all thy work, Lord. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou remember us and our children? Then we are as Capernaum, so richly privileged and blessed above most of the people upon the earth. Lord, work lovingly, irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Those that are still walking and sitting in darkness in their natural state, May the light arise in this very day, and where thou hast begun, that have to lament concerning that darkness, may the light shine brighter and brighter. Well, thou grant us further leadings, and that that light may be reflected for the world, for their fellow man. Lord, remember us in this day, in the cold of winter weather. Well, thou remember man and beast. Bring us by renewal under the means of grace in this afternoon hour, and pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 90, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 6. The Lord I will at all times bless. My mouth his praises shall express. To him shall all my boasting be, while all the meek rejoice with me. And the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. Forgot to mention that the extra collection today is for the school. And at the male members meeting held February 4, the following office bearers were chosen. For elder, Mr. Harry Kurhost and Mr. John Vagadra. And for deacon, Mr. Jan Verduin. And all have accepted their respective offices. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before February 18. And the poll is at the exit. Psalter 90, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Thank you. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.